7 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thanks to Roberta. What did you say about Roberta?
I said Roberta's here.
Roberta's there.
She's there.
I had faith in her. Rich McFadden, Heather Bachman, Jennifer is gonzo this week. We have a number of things going on, as you can imagine, conversationally. Excuse me. I need a doctor. Is there a doctor in the house? Dr. Ken, in fact, will join us in just a few moments. Parking problems.
Huh. I'm from
parking
New York.
Problems.
Life.
I was talking yesterday, the day before, this sort of was a precipitator, I think it's precipitator, of this conversation. My son got a ticket for doing something that he didn't do. And so we've been chasing it down.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, this is really something he didn't do. It's not like, oh, I didn't do that. No, he didn't really do this.
They don't have the picture. You don't get the ticket.
No. All right. So, simple. But this is how it's getting complicated, Richie. Because states now are, if you don't pay a ticket, no matter where it is from, whether you think it's legit or illegit,
goes across the board.
If you don't pay it, states are cutting off your driving privileges. This is their way.
The parking
tickets.
This
is yet another way of them digging into your pocket.
They used to just, most states will, if you don't pay parking tickets, will just hold up your ability to renew your tags.
Right.
It doesn't really affect your license.
Yeah. So last year in Wisconsin, municipalities have been asking courts to suspend driver's licenses.
Really?
Yep. So this is maybe, I mean, the recall, isn't that this weekend? Or when's the recall in Wisconsin? It's the next Tuesday? So it's like really close.
Yeah, it is.
Governor is supposed to get, So this would be something, I wouldn't probably vote for a recall because I happen to agree with a lot of the stuff that he's doing. But if he's behind grabbing people's money in this way, I'd want to have him out of office. I'd vote for a recall. People who are getting their licenses suspended after they have 6 unpaid tickets. Now, it's going to be 3 starting next week. You got 3 unpaid tickets. They'll take your license away from you.
Does that includes parking tickets or moving violations?
No, parking tickets.
That is nutty.
Yeah, parking what does a parking ticket have to do with your driver's license?
Rich, all it has to do with is how they get money out of you. That's all this is. Another screw job from more governments. That's all this is. Illinois suspends licenses after 10. New York and New Jersey do it after 10. California does it after 10. In Michigan, they want to do it after 3. In Wisconsin, it's 6. What about your state? 800-510-8255. New Hampshire, Connecticut, Hawaii prevent motorists from renewing a vehicle's registration
if
they're unpaid parking tickets.
That's appropriate.
Uh-huh.
Well, we could debate whether getting a parking ticket is appropriate, but if you don't pay your tickets or at least resolve them somehow, that's appropriate.
The city of Detroit has $30 million of unpaid parking tickets.
Wow.
And, I mean, that's Detroit. That's what you'd expect.
Yeah.
All right, so, and they're going to collect on them in Detroit.
Right.
Right. So, anyway,
one of the most depressed cities in the U.S.
Right.
Yeah. And now they have this interstate, you can, all this data is transferable from one state to the other. So if you don't get it once, they used to be, you can get a license. And, okay, so you didn't pay in Illinois, you go to Arizona and get a license there. Nobody will know the difference. Not so anymore. It's just another way of them getting into your pocket. That's all this is. Especially when you realize it's parking tickets in California, that you want to throw the meter at these agents. They sit there in their cars with the car idling, and they're so concerned about the. They wait until somebody's red light. They have these. It's either green flashing or red flashing, wait till it goes red, and they run right to the car and put a sticker. If you're walking to the car, they put it on your sticker, and you say, "I'm getting in the car." Too bad I already wrote the ticket.
Exactly. I already started writing it.
Yep. I got one of those about a month and a half ago.
Give me the meter so I can throw it at your car.
My dentist is in D.C., and I was walking back to my car, and I saw the little meter made, little motorcycle cubicle thing pulling away from my car, and I'm like,
throw some nails in the road so they have a flat tire. All right. My Trist on Humanity.
Yesterday, yesterday I had to go down for lunch in D.C.
Yeah.
And they have a new thing for, you know, the parking meters in D.C. are a disaster. They're just, they're old, they don't work. So they're coming up with all these new high-tech ways for you to be able, for them to be able to suck their money out of you for parking meters. And they have an app now. So you download the app. You put your, there's a sign there, just a street sign that says, this is your location. You put in the location, I guess you attach it to a credit card, and then boom.
Wow.
It's paid.
Everything.
Wow.
They got an app for it.
Wow. They got an app for it.
Yeah. You can do this with that app. It's 12 past the hour, and we'll have Dr. Ken here with a visit. Focus on health next on Good Day.
Julia Rubenstein tests Bullfrog sunscreen at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Marathon Mist. Broad-spectrum sunscreen engineered to stay put in and out of the water. Water-resistant 80 minutes uses directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is the Master of Medical Information. I like that for credentials, Dr. Ken.
Sounds
you are
good.
The Master of Medical Information. And Dr. Ken's visit is brought to us by the folks who are responsible for taking care of your high cholesterol. Well, you're responsible for taking care of your high cholesterol or high triglycerides, but you can do it by accessing this product. Is that correct?
Exactly, Doug. High cholesterol is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and strokes. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. There's this new all-natural approach from Italy, and it might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also lower the bad fats in your blood. This is known as triglycerides. Well, I like it because users report excellent results in just 60 days. It's safe. FDA-registered Cardiol. It's also easy to take. Doug, it's just one capsule a day.
And now, the makers of Cardiol, they being as confident as they are that it'll work for you, they'd like you to try Cardiol free for 30 days so you can find out for yourself how well this works. Because you get a little blood test. That's what you advised me to do, Ken. Get a blood test before I started taking it. And then after that, you looked at my blood results. You saw, and I really didn't pay as close attention to it as you did. My cholesterol level was better than it has been. And the triglycerides are down. You thought they were both good numbers.
Nice effect.
That. Yeah. All right. So here's what you do. You pay shipping and handling for Cardiol. You go online. You can order it two ways. Cardiol.net/Ken. That's Cardiol, CARDIOL.net/Ken. Or you can call 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. If you don't want high cholesterol to ruin your life, then you need to be on Cardiol. Cardiol.net/Ken. A free 30-day trial or 888-809-6424. The probiotic products that we've talked about, we've had several of them that we've talked about over the years, Ken. Looks like there's some good news for people who are on these various probiotic products.
I'm proud of my traditional medicine. They published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association front page because 30% of patients Doug, they take antibiotics, they'll experience diarrhea because the drug, the antibiotic, actually disrupts the gastrointestinal microbes that we naturally have that are important for our own good health and for our immune system. We discover here that consuming probiotic-rich foods, they can decrease the risk of diarrhea for patients who are taking antibiotics. So if you have to take an antibiotic, I urge you to take a probiotic.
Probiotics are good. Those of you who listen to Dr. Ken, who's on every weekend here on the Weekend Good Day program, he takes calls from folks, answers email from folks. He is a well-known cardiologist. He does have lots of information about other forms, other things, other realities in medicine. But basically, his skill is really focused on heart and heart disease. So for a heart attack survivor, there's interesting news this week, Ken.
This is out of the medical journal Circulation, Doug. That for heart attack survivors living close to a roadway, they may be hazardous for their health. It appears that exposure to air pollution and traffic noise from the roadway both may help explain the link. Long-term exposure to the air pollution, Doug, it's known to increase the risk of death from heart disease. And some studies have shown that exposure to traffic noise actually increases your blood pressure. So if you had a heart attack, you may want to move far away from the expressway.
I wonder if that's been what has propelled this move around the country on the interstates, to build these great big walls as you come in and out of especially suburban areas into the big cities. You see the construction of these 20-foot walls all around residential areas. You notice that?
Absolutely. I think intuitively people realize that this may not be a healthy thing.
Right. All right. Lots of discussion this week about this obesity study, which suggests nothing new, really. The fact that Americans are getting more and more obese, and in the next 20 years, 40-some-odd percent will be obese. Very important if you're pregnant to be careful in this area, right?
Absolutely. I think this is really an important part of the story, that out of Maternal and Children Health Journal this week, women who are obese before pregnancy, they have an elevated risk of bearing children who get relatively low grades in school. So this is just another important reason for women to get down to ideal body weight before getting pregnant to have a healthy child.
Some interesting news on early years depression with Richie's age, right? If you're Richie's age or Heather's age, and you're depressed, what does it lead to sometimes?
Exactly. This is very important to realize whether you are depressed or not. Out of Archives of General Psychiatry this week, people who suffer, Doug, from depression when they're middle-aged, like Rich, or elderly, they may also have a higher risk of dementia later in life. These people with late-life depression were twice as likely to get Alzheimer's disease, and those with both midlife and late-life depression had more than a threefold increased risk of getting Alzheimer's disease. So beware of your risk.
That's pretty good advice. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, brought to you by the folks who have imported Cardiol to take care of your high cholesterol and high triglycerides. Fry. Good, Doug. Try that. I get paid by the word. I put free and try together. How about we try a free 30-day trial so you can see for yourself? Order it now at cardiol.net/Ken or 888-809-6424. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but they're players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Disco era music from Maxine Nightingale.
Makes me want to don some gold lamé pants and a tube top, roller skate.
What's the difference between a tube top and a tank top, by the way?
Tube top is exactly that. It's just a tube around your bosom. Tank top, you have, you know, going over the
straps.
Shoulders.
Yeah. All right. And a tank top, though, is just a loose. Is it the same thing?
It
shows your shoulders and your arms.
It does, but
right?
Tube top, it's your complete shoulder area is bare. Woo! Yes.
Really? Can we say that on the radio, Richie, without getting any into trouble?
We just did.
We'll find out.
Yeah, but the last time I said something, yeah, and it was, you know, actually quite innocent. You hit the button.
I did.
Yeah, because I started the words began with a T, ended with T.
It could have been taken the wrong way.
Maxine Nightingale getting a gold record for a wonderful, great, happy. How can you not be happy listening to this?
Impossible.
She was the star of Hair, Jesus Christ Superstar, Godspell in the 70s. Right back where we started from was number one during this week in 1976. Right back to where we started from.
Right. 1976 is the one and only time that year that I've ever been to Disney World.
Really?
No,
oh,
Land.
Really?
Which one is in Florida?
Land is California, yeah, World is Florida.
Right.
1976.
There you go. Video of the day today at DougStephan.com. The hematology floor of the Seattle Children's Hospital put off a performance on of Kelly Clarkson's song, Stronger.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that we have audio for this, but it's quite a performance. You can see it's sad, but
the audio
sad.
Is just her song.
Yeah.
The video is them basically lip syncing it. They took video of them singing it and then laid the audio of the song over it.
Yeah. Pretty powerful stuff. We have, I think, the emotion in terms of things like this. Some people say that it's cheap because you're playing on people's emotions. I don't happen to agree with that. I think emotion is the most important thing that you sense about yourself. The most important thing you feel are emotions. And if you can't be in touch with your emotions, then you're going to have a pretty rotten life. And yet there are a lot of people who just are not in touch with their emotions at all.
Those abused pet commercials, I can't watch.
Oh.
I've got to leave.
Think you got the best of me. Think you got the last laugh. But you think that everything could...
It goes with the video of the day. Check it out at DougStephan.com.
Very strong.
Here's another story on the website today. Story of a Texas elementary school trying to correct a pretty embarrassing spelling mistake. School is the Sunrise Elementary School. They wanted to honor the school's first teacher, who eventually became the school's principal. They added her name to the name of the school. And they did it back in 2003. Unfortunately, they spelled her name wrong, and for whatever the reason, they have never corrected it. McMillan is her name, McMillan. Apparently, her name has two L's in it, or something along that line. They only put one, if I don't know, whatever it is. It's Susan. It's called Sunrise McMillan School.
They add in an I. They put McMillan. A-N.
Yeah. How do you do that? 28 past the hour. Clueless.
There are 90 days of summer ahead. Why not make the most of every one? Come to our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's today. You'll find bright ideas for looking fresh and fabulous all season. Best bronzing tips, safe in the sun smarts, and no melt makeup advice. Let's get the season started right now. A free 14-day supply of Super City Block SPF 40 is waiting with your consultation. Sound great? Then we'll see you at our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
Get a great flooring deal at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Laminate Cleanout Sale with the largest selection of laminate starting at just 49 cents a square foot. Get the 10-millimeter laminate with pad up to 42% less than those big box stores. Plus, take an extra 20% off with coupon. Get great deals and great prices on over 65 laminate floors. And take advantage of special extended financing. Hurry, sale absolutely ends close of business Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for your local store.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk. Talk radio starts here.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
A lot of things going on. Heather's doing a good job of stimulating you. If you want to follow some of the conversation, you go to facebook.com/Good Day Show. So, Heather, where are we?
We'd like to be stimulated by Heather.
Yes.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
make lots of new friends now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that email is heather@dougstepan.com, right? God, you know, I'm amazed looking at the prices across the country that people are chiming in with for what they're paying for gas and how much they spend a week and everything. It's truly amazing. But Anita, she was good enough to reply back, I guess. She is listening live.
Yeah.
Happy to hear. She's in Alabama.
Alabama.
And she's the lowest so far. She's at 334.
Yeah.
We also have 348. And this person is only spending about $25 a week. Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
But they rarely do much travel.
What is it, like a Fred Flintstone car?
Yeah, no,
I know. You know, and same, John Walczak. I'm not sure where he is, but $20 a week. And it's at $4 a gallon. So I think he's doing the skateboard thing.
Right. That's all right. There's some interesting video floating around. I just was looking at something as video in 3D of some of the most astounding feats and things.
Feet?
This
1 foot, 2 foot?
Feet? Well, yeah, in a manner of speaking.
What?
But the way, I'm amazed that people capture what they do. Everything now is captured. I saw a video yesterday of a guy who was on the, he was walking down to the beach and a friend of his was shooting him walk to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those orca whales came along and ate the guy.
What?
What?
Cool.
No, it wasn't cool. It really disturbed me. I didn't sleep well last night at all. I saw this thing, and I thought to myself, and somebody said it to me, you won't believe it. It was an OMG. Look at this video. So I looked at it, and this orca whale is thinking, he's looking for seals.
Could it be Photoshopped?
No.
No?
So it was not Photoshopped. This guy, the whale came along, grabbed this guy, and that was the end of that.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it was just,
reverse sushi.
Oh, ooh. Ooh, it was really awful.
Yeah. What was that, YouTube or something? I want to see it.
Did the whale stop and put wasabi on the guy with some...
had a little ginger after, pickled ginger.
Spit out the bone, cleanse the palate.
What a pathetic group of people I had with me on the air. That's the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Heather Bachman, Roberta Fasanelli, who's maybe the most pathetic of everybody.
But, you know, it would be really easy. All he has to do is light a fire inside the whale, and the whale will spin him out.
That's right.
Yeah, I read that book, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right?
Okay, right. I think it was a while back, and it was one leg, wasn't it, involved in that story, if I remember correctly? Anyway, so
swallowed him whole.
Yeah.
Swallowed him whole.
Yeah.
Then, but then he lit a
with
fire inside him.
Yeah, with the boat.
With the boat. Mm-hmm. And then the whale spit him out.
Right.
That's how it works.
That's very good, Roberta. Thank you. The voice of experience.
Hey, you do know, though, if you're attacked by a shark, you punch him in the nose.
Yes, this I know. Right. I have scuba dived.
That's how do you do that if you're already inside the shark's mouth?
No, you do it before. Ideally, ideally you would do this before you're inside the shark, right?
Like,
that's where
face.
All their sensory things are. So it's extremely painful if you punch them in the nose.
So it's like hitting a guy in between his legs.
Right, exactly.
I think I'd find it just as difficult to be when you get punched in the nose. You sure know it.
Oh yeah, mm. Yeah, you feel it.
Yeah. New study claiming 42% of Americans could be obese in the next 20 years. And our poll yesterday at DougStephan.com focused on how fat you are or may be or aren't. So we asked the question how overweight you were.
Who is she?
Roberta's got a little show going on there.
What the hell's going on here?
It wasn't me. I know who that was. It wasn't me.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh. Okay. So anyway, Doug.
Yeah. How overweight are you? 23% of you said 10 to 20 pounds. 20% of you said 20 to 50 pounds. 21% of you said you're not overweight. 14% you 5 to 10 pounds overweight. And let's see, 7% said over 100 pounds overweight.
Wow.
Wow-wee. Please be careful, ladies and gentlemen. Not good. All right, speaking of things that aren't good, yesterday I had the opportunity visit this is something that I kind of don't know what to do with, except it's too compelling. Excuse me, not to listen to. What I'm talking about is an event that took place on a radio program hosted by a fellow who had just come to the radio station. Now, I've been in a circumstance like this. In this circumstance, the guy was new to the radio station. I'm trying to find... Actually, you can tell I'm vamping here. There it is. The fellow's name is Greg Henson. He's the program director of a station in Fort Wayne, Indiana, called WOWO. WOWO. Great radio station. Great history. He replaced the afternoon host, Pat Miller. And this is, I don't know how much behind-the-scenes people, this is sort of inside baseball. Henson, program director, not on the air. Miller, on the air, doesn't do anything else. Doesn't want to do anything else. Station wants to save money. So they fire Miller, and they put Henson on to not only be the program director, but the afternoon host. So what he was greeted with, the first caller, this is sort of something out of a Stephen King novel. Not only did the listener have a heavy accent, he was extraordinarily rude. His disapproval of Henson, the insults... Basically, he called the guy a snake. And
wow.
Listen, just listen to this. This is about 3 minutes out of the program yesterday, first day on the air for this guy. Listen to the conversation with his first caller.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
First and forecast, I just want to say I did not call to hear how your weekend went. I did not turn on the station to find out what you thought of the moon,
okay,
or what you thought of a game, or how much you drank while you were outside watching the moon.
Okay.
I turned on the radio today to hear Pat Miller. And now I listen to you, and I can honestly say that I do not like you. I have listened to you before, and I do not know. First and foremost, what the religion are you?
Why does that matter? I'm just here to have a conversation today. What's that matter at all?
Because I think that there's a different agenda.
What agenda?
There's a different agenda that is the reason why you are on this show. And the show, and I see the station moving in a different direction.
Well, it's going to be a little different, absolutely.
Can I ask you the question?
What question?
Are you the Jewish?
Are you the Jewish?
To do with anything? No, I'm not.
Okay. I just figured maybe you are the Jewish, and you're going to turn this station more into an anti-Muslim, more crazy right-wing show than before.
Well, you know me, though. You've heard me. You said you listened before.
I have listened before, and sometimes, you know, there's mistakes. You forget the
radio's
on.
Where do you live?
And I try to listen to you.
Where do you live?
Show me your badge.
What badge?
Why do you need to know where I live? You're going to come over and bore me at home, too? I have to listen to you bore me here?
Okay, well, you can turn it off if you don't even want to give it a try.
When I turn off my radio, when I push the button, I push it so hard and I pretend like I'm turning you off life completely, like I'm cursing you. Like that, when I push that button, you will fall right there and be dead.
So because you want Pat Miller on here, I'm going to be dead.
I did not say I'm going to kill you. I'm just saying that when I push the button, I feel like, when I turn it off, I feel like I'm turning off your life. That's how hard I push the button.
Right. So anyway.
Sorry, enough.
Enough. So this, there are two ways of viewing that. We could take the approach that this guy was a middle, whether this is what they're trying to actually promote or not, whether this guy is a Middle Eastern Islamic wacko, and the people at the radio station, this host or whomever, trying to make them feed more into that whole thing about Islam. And that may or may not be the case. There are others. Richie thinks that it's a fake call.
It was.
And
I bet you it was.
It wouldn't surprise me because that's part of the entertainment quotient. Remember all the trouble I got into. I was soundly criticized for playing a cut from a radio program and not identifying it well enough to satisfy the people on the radio program. So they criticized me and created a flap for a while that really didn't go anywhere, except the guy who ran the radio station who didn't want me to be on it anyway gave a good reason to take me off. This kind of stuff is part of what Phil Hendry does every night on his radio program.
It gets crazy, man.
Yeah,
it's funny.
It's a put on, or even if it isn't,
right.
It's part of what the world is about.
But you were listening. You were entertained by it.
Right. Yeah, up to the point. I was tired of it when we got to the point where we just stopped it.
Right.
But it was entertaining. You did want to hear. And it reminded me of my first day on the air at WCKY in Cincinnati, where I had the same basic, it wasn't an Islamic thing. It was from the East Coast to the Midwest sort of a thing, where the first caller said to me, I was maybe 2-4, I was doing the afternoon program. The same year I started doing Good Day. I was doing the afternoon show. Cincinnati, not exactly the most open-minded place in the world. And I was used to it because I'd worked in St. Louis at KMOX before that. And I had same sort of reception. When I go on the air the first day, you give a little information about who you are, where you come from. I was from Boston, did radio here for a long time, told the story, blah, blah, blah. And before I had a chance to explain my political point of view, the first caller on the air, WCKY, said, "You Eastern liberal bastard, why don't you get on the next plane and go back to Boston?"
Wow.
That was the first call. Welcome to Cincinnati, you Eastern liberal bastard. That was my...
Real warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Right.
I remember that, too. That was the first time we ever talked.
Yeah. Thank you, Richie. So, I thought you'd find that conversation.
You know, it's a fact that whenever... You know, we're on several hundred stations around the country, and we always... You know, find new stations every month, every week. We're, finding new stations.
Right.
And we're always replacing something that someone likes or liked. So if a show may have declining ratings or the station just can't do that anymore and they decide to bring us on to try and boost things up, there are still people that like the show that was there, even though it may not be doing as well as the station needs it to do.
Right.
And so we always get these calls saying, I loved what was there. I don't like you. And then weeks, days, months go by. And, you know, they may come around, they may not, but, you know, usually we are able to kind of bring things up wherever we were. So we always get these calls. It always will happen. Every single station manager of every single news show, whether it's us or somebody else, gets the calls that says,
complain.
I don't like the new show.
Get rid of him.
You're always going to get that.
Kids generally have a problem with the stepmom at first because it's not their mom and what, and then, you know,
right.
9 times out of 10, I'd like to
Right. The new stuff.
You learn to love them.
Right.
13 before the hour, food for thought anyway, here on Good Day. TH-121. Sometimes people say the darndest. What is that? TV show, kids say the darndest
things.
People complain about their weight. We were just talking about the results of the poll. People eat cheeseburgers and hot dogs and they complain about their weight. I wonder why. Pretty simple. The calories that you're eating make the difference. So if you want to eat cheeseburgers and hot dogs, you will get heavier. Now, I will not tell you that taking TH-121 will fix the problem. The way you eat is the problem. But TH-121 helps you curb your appetite so you're not putting as much of this these calories from the cheeseburger and the hot dog. They're what, when you put them into your body, add the pounds. So if you're interested in looking very good this summer, there's a scientifically proven ingredient in TH-121 that will shred 10 to 20 pounds, bingo. 10 to 20 days, lose 10 to 20 pounds. This is a weight loss formula that is scientifically formulated to not only lose the fat, but to help you look great as well. Call now. Receive a free bottle with your order at 800-525-2710. That's 800-525-2710. That's not all. You'll also get a free fat blocker. So call this number now, 800-525-2710. Look great this summer. It's only a few seconds away every day. Call now for the formula that is working so well for thousands and thousands of people. TH-121, 800-525-2710.
A beautiful garden doesn't have to cost a fortune because Walmart makes it easy to kill weeds without killing your budget. Get Roundup Weed and Grass Killer Ready to Use Plus in a 1.33-gallon pump-and-go sprayer, just $14.92. Use it on sidewalk cracks, gardens, even on flower beds. It kills weeds to the root, no mixing or measuring required. Walmart can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. See for yourself. Come in and check out Walmart's awesome selection. Pick up some Roundup today. Oh, and always remember to follow label directions. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hi friends, Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your new colors with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting questions? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from your friends and mine, Sherwin-Williams. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail, women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
By U2 from their concert film Rattle and Hum. Bono is 52 today, as opposed to Bon Jovi. I always got Bono and Bon Jovi mixed up.
Oh my goodness. So different. So different.
Oh my goodness.
Roberta,
scary.
What ship or rocket did you get off of? You think you're so superior.
Is it Bon Jovi or is it Bono? Oh boy.
Even Chucker's laughing. You know, you can
I can't remember whether it's the Irish alternative rocker or whether it's the Jersey heavy metal guy.
with the hair.
It's one of those guys.
Yeah.
You know, you're all so smart. Why is it called the Doug Steffen Good Day program then if you're all that smart? Anyway, Desire. Yeah,
because we let you call
it. Bono is 52 today. Happy birthday to him. Chuck Curry is here. Our movie man. Movie Moment starts with movie music. We have a contest coming up. I'm interested to know, I just asked you this off the air. Warner Brothers is considering a darker, grittier remake of The Dukes of Hazzard. That story at DougSteffen.com. But I don't get from it whether it's a movie or a television show.
Well, they did a remake. They did a movie version of The Dukes of Hazzard, what, about 5 years ago?
Right. Wasn't Jessica Simpson in that?
Right.
Yes.
It was just pretty awful, in my opinion.
I thought it was fun.
I don't see the market for that. I'd be. I don't know.
Is there a market for it on television?
I think it probably would have a better shot as a theatrical, as a TV series, than a theatrical movie again.
Right. Kind of like.
I haven't read about it. I don't know.
It's sort of like Dallas, right?
Well, they're bringing Dallas back this summer on TNT.
Right. So that's why I wondered if it's the same sort of play.
Well, but the thing that the Dallas TNT series has going for it is they got Patrick Duffy, Larry Hagman, and Linda Gray back in supporting roles, which is a big factor in having a big successful, in my opinion.
Yeah, right. Bring all those people back. Same in the movies. They need to bring back the original stars like Star Trek. Why don't they have... Shatner on, that sort of stuff. Okay,
here's live long and prosper, young
movie
man.
Quiz. You know, you're really annoying me today.
then I'm doing my job.
Right, you know, I say in about 15 years, bring back Regis and Kelly with Regis. What do you think?
Right, that's a good idea. Right. Okay, so anyway, here's the... we have 1, 2, 3, 4 clues. The movie is 1974. The movie was in 1974. It was the first of a long line of these movies. And the clues are Architect, Vigilante, Paul Kersey, Vincent Gardenia. What's the name of the movie? 800-510-8255. Chuck, you know the movie, right?
Of course. It was a classic in its time.
It was. It was the genre.
Very controversial when it was released.
Right.
It made a lot of money, though.
Yeah.
What year?
Yeah. Big, it changed the sort of... the movie reality for the star, didn't it, in a sense?
It altered his career in a totally different direction.
Right. Yep. Year is 1974. Biggest movie of the year.
I got it.
Architect, Vigilante, Paul Kersey, Vincent Gardenia, in a supporting role. 800-510-8255. All right, Chuck, let's have some movie news while people are identifying that movie.
Sure. You know, yesterday we talked about how studios do similar theme movies at the same time when you made the comparison between Deep Impact and Armageddon.
Yes.
Well, by coincidence, there's two going into production with a similar theme. Director Roland Emmerich, who did Independence Day, is starting the casting process for a movie titled White House Down, which is being described as Die Hard meets Air Force One. Mm-hmm. Now, at the same time, another studio is currently producing White House Taken, with the same storyline, which is going to star Gerard Butler of 300 fame. So,
where's Jack Bauer?
I guess so. Other news, actress Rebecca Hall, who was a female lead in Ben Affleck's The Town, being cast as a female lead in Iron Man 3. That goes into production in the next 2 months. Tim Burton's Dark Shadow is getting very split reactions among critics. Some really like it. Some say it's a waste of time. It opens on Friday. And that's all I have for today, Doug.
All right, Shirley MacLaine is in talks to star in Mother Goose. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Follow Jack and Jill as they navigate Mother Goose's magical kingdom. That's interesting. She's also in the third season of Downton Abbey. Let's have Jeff identify the movie in Monroe, Louisiana. Jeff, what's the name of the movie?
Jeff.
It's Death Wish. That is correct. The first of how many of those movies, Chucker?
There were 5.
Wow.